spanning the globe to bring joy to one and all.
All right, boys, prepare to be dazzled.
Righting the wrongs.
That's what I'm talking about!
Your daily dose of positive nuggets.
Ah, oh, so happy! I can't even feel my arms!
A show for the faint of heart.
It's crazy, it's crazy, it's crazy.
Spreading sprinkles of knowledge as far as the eye can see.
You is talking loco, and I like it.
Jay Daniels.
Well, there's nothing like experimenting.
Kevin James.
My life is good, really good.
It's that I just don't care.
And anyone else who wants to work for free. It's Spokane's official morning show. Jay and Kevin.
Well, hello, good morning, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, kids and adults of all ages and sizes. Hello and hi there. It is I, the Righteous Reverend Jay Daniels, broadcasting a live from beautiful downtown Spokane, Washington, 99201. Live from Studio C, second floor, Digital World Broadcast Center of the KXOY building. It is a Monday. It is 6/17/24. Hello, welcome, friends.
Good morning.
Big day today. Big day.
Oh, boy, what's
big
up?
Big day. I was driving in, up? And I was thinking to myself, well, that went fast. I was driving by, going down the freeway, heading west toward beautiful Spokane. Sunrise, you know, is all the whole thing. And I saw the sign that said, Thorpe Freya, closed till June 17th. And I said to myself, self, isn't that today?
That is.
And I was like, that went fast. I remember because we first closed it back in March. We were thinking, that's not going to open till the middle of June. That's like summertime and stuff. It'll be warm and hot. We'll be sweaty and all that. And then I saw the sign today, and I was like, well, that went pretty quick. Looks like they're opening. And then I heard this morning, yeah, now we're not ready.
Oh, it was
psych.
The old fakeroo. It's going to be June 17th, maybe.
Yeah, it turns out
maybe.
Now. Yeah, more like the end of the month. So I don't know if you had to, you know, if that's a big thing in your life and you were thinking, well, today's the day that's going to be open, brand new. Here we go.
Yes, Jay, I imagine the people who dealt with it every day are screaming at you right now.
Sorry.
It didn't go fast.
Right. Yeah. It's always the way it is. Like people will say that sometimes, like to a pregnant woman. And I'm like, oh, boy, don't say
absolutely.
That.
Absolutely.
They're like, boy, you're almost due. That sure went quick. And I always think in my head, you said that out loud. Like what?
Yeah, watch it.
What are you doing? You don't
that is
do
not
that.
Safe.
No, that's dumb. Kevin, bummer for you.
Uh-oh, what
yeah,
now?
Sorry, man, that you can't be here today, that you got to do the, you know, at-home thing. He's doing at-home. It's working from home, everybody.
Yeah, I lost my car.
Oh, you lost your car.
I lost my car. That's why I can't come
you
to work today.
You played a country song backwards?
Yeah, that's right. Hey-oh. I lost my dog. I lost my car. I lost my girlfriend. Jay. Do not tell me that Denise made some sort of treats.
Standing by. This is texting Kevin James. I meant to send this image earlier. You're going to be so mad. So mad. It's been good to know you. So mad. It's been good. Did you get it?
Not yet.
Oh, dang.
Oh,
there it is.
I just felt the old buzz on my watch. Let's see. Oh, you dirty, dirty Denise.
Yeah, man.
And the thing that makes me most excited is it's a veggie tray.
Yep, and?
But it's got radishes.
Yes, I knew that. I was excited. I'm like, okay, my wife goes, we got a veggie tray. She goes, Father's Day, what do you want? I said, veggie tray. She goes, you're ridiculous. So we had other stuff, but we had a veggie tray. And then we're going to be gone for a while, and I knew my son wouldn't eat the leftovers. So she's like, well, take all the veggies to work. She goes, Kevin and Steve will eat them. And I said, well, Kevin will eat them. Steve doesn't eat vegetables.
Yeah, I don't think he does. He doesn't drink water or eat vegetables, but he's fine.
Right. but he's fine.
I am fine.
He's fine. You're fine.
I do like vegetables. I don't know why you think I don't.
All right. Well, come eat a carrot then.
Okay, I will.
And then
for your eyesight.
It is. And then I was like, man, this has radishes. Kevin's going to be so excited about that. And then,
oh, absolutely. Wah, 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 wah. I've realized it is time to sweet talk my sister-in-law, Steph, because
they grow them?
Yeah, last year was their first year with the garden with radishes, and not anybody else there really likes them that much. So she just, every time I would see them, it was, oh, I have bags of radishes for you. And I was like, keep them coming, Steph.
Yeah, let's go.
Now, I hope they planted some in the garden this year, or I'm going to be very sad.
Yeah, I mean, what is she thinking?
I think they did. I feel like we've had this conversation already, and that she said, oh, yeah, I'll plant radishes.
Oh, there you go. Yeah.
Mm, just for you.
Well, there should be some left over if you make it in tomorrow. It's hard to know because, you know, the way Steve eats. Woo.
Well, Jay, I'll do my best. I think.
I'm going to eat them out of spite.
Yeah, attaboy.
Steve, I would like, do you like a radish?
No.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Juliet fakes death to avoid her arranged marriage to Paris and free herself to leave with Romeo.
Kevin James.
Oh, God, she is a good girlfriend. How is she not over the chick from 50 Shades?
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James. Kevin.
All right, Kevin.
Well, hello, everyone.
Howdy.
Let me, first of all, clear up some confusion. I still have a car.
Oh.
But you know what I do have? I have myself an issue in my left ankle where it's called gout.
Mm-hmm.
It was a rough night last night. Let me tell you, the only thing that felt good was the fan blowing on it.
Weird.
I had trouble sleeping. It was that gout last night where it was like just so painful, and I was up at 1 o'clock in the morning until about 2 something.
Yeah,
just struggling, couldn't go back to sleep. I sent Steve some messages. I found something for Steve. Has he told you about it, Jay?
I don't think so.
Of course not.
I wanted it to be a surprise.
Okay, okay. Then, then you slip it in whenever you're ready, Steve.
Well, I mean, did you want me to play it now for you?
Nope, whenever.
Oh.
Well, it's kind of long, so I didn't want to.
It's kind of long.
Well, is it not?
No.
Can I just play it?
I mean, all you need is the part that says your name.
Oh.
Over and over.
It's fine. Oh, hold on.
Yeah.
I can't believe that it's finally me and you and me, just us and your friend Steve. Do 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 Steve. Do 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 Steve.
So long.
That thing, we don't have time for that. Ain't nobody got time for that.
We have time for that all the time, right? Here's what I pictured, Jay. The little thing, sort of thing. It's the Jay and Kevin Show.
I can't believe that it's finally me and you.
Get rid of this part.
Yeah.
Just us and your friend Steve.
Steve.
Steve. Oh, you want just that part?
Heck yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I mean, it was fine to hear all of it now, but I'm thinking the part that we'll use over and over is your friend Steve.
Steve. Let's go.
Yeah, that is fun.
Isn't that a fun song?
Yeah.
So that's what I did while I was up at, 1 in the morning trying to fall back to sleep. Ain't nobody got time for that. Just trying to get my mind off of the fact that, God, this hurts. I also
watched. And then you lost your car.
Part of David Letterman interviewing Miley Cyrus.
Okay.
New season of that is out.
Thank you.
David Letterman's my next guest is. Charles Barkley was the other one.
Oh, man.
And I.
He's in the audio vault today.
I bet he is. Wow. I'm very, very disciplined, and I shut it off and said, you have to go to sleep. And then I turned on instrumental music.
Oh, boy.
To try to soothe me as if I was in an elevator or. Where else do they play instrumental music like that?
I mean, some stores do, you know.
Doctor's office.
Doctor's office. Good answer, Steve.
I was just trying to put my mind at ease. But I do want to give a shout out to my apartment.
Okay.
Shout out, apartment. Mm-hmm. I almost just said the number of my apartment.
Oh, that'd be fine, too.
And where I live.
Steve knows where it is. He was just there.
Oh, gosh. So when I first got this apartment, 6.5 years ago, mm-hmm. the unit that was ready, because this apartment complex was not really done, and the only unit that was ready,
hence the word ready,
needed what I needed, you know, 3 bedroom, 2 bath, was this was the only one ready. Well, CJ, the whole apartment complex.
No, don't slow it down.
Built.
Keep it going. No, don't slow it down.
You started it.
No, don't slow it down. Keep going.
You brought this upon yourself.
You did. It was a handicapped one.
Okay.
Which really doesn't affect anything. It just means it has no stairs anywhere. It doesn't have, which has been great for DJ equipment in and out.
Mm-hmm.
Woo, wonderful. Lower counters. That's the only thing that stinks. When you're trying to like do stuff at the counter very long.
Okay. Yeah.
I end up laying on the counter basically because
interesting.
If you do it, your back just starts cramping. You don't even realize it. You're like, oh, because it's just a little bit lower.
Sure.
But the shower is wonderful.
Shout
it's a
out.
Great big shower where you could pull your wheelchair in, and it's got the little seat thing in it. Well, I always just have the seat up, and I don't use it. But today, I needed a shower because yesterday for Father's Day, part of my right as a father was not to shower.
Okay.
And so I did not shower yesterday. And I was like, I cannot go another day without a shower. I need to shower. So I waddled in there, and I sat on that little bench, and I did the, for the first time ever, I just took a shower sitting on a bench. It was great.
Hello, my name is Producer Steve.
Producer Steve.
Producer Steve.
Hi, Steve. I am your biggest fan.
Thank you so much.
Steve is my middle name. My first name is
Producer.
Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is
Producer Steve.
Who loves orange soda?
Steve loves orange soda.
Oh, yes, oh, yes, oh, yes, it's true. Ooh.
All ready for this?
Oh, yeah.
Please welcome to the show the one and only Producer Steve.
Producer Steve.
I dare you to top that story. That's so great. I love that. Puts me in a little happy mood, man.
It's yeah. Like, you know, when Kevin sent that to me, I was like, oh, this is new. And then I was thinking about it, and we were talking about it this morning, and I was like, I don't think I've ever seen it before. And the more and more I hear it, I feel like I have seen that or heard that before.
Yeah, it's old. I looked it up. It's like 15 years old.
Man.
And I thought, man, if your name is Steve, you've probably heard it.
Yeah, I think that I have.
What's it from? Do we know?
I have no idea.
It's from a group, Garfunkel and Oates.
Hmm.
Oh, yes. Yes, 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 yes.
Yeah, it's two girls. They're folk singers.
Yeah, it's, what is she in? Actually, they're both famous actresses, I believe.
Really?
Okay. I did not really, again, it was, you know, 1:30 in the morning.
You don't really need to know where it's from at that point.
Yeah, I mean, I listened to it and then I saw, oh, well, this might be a full song.
Yeah.
Because I saw that it was Garfunkel and Oates, yeah, which is a great
that's
name.
That's a funny play yeah, on words.
A,
yeah,
that is a very good name.
Well done.
But, yeah, I just saw it and I didn't recognize either one of them. But the video was also 15 years old.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. Well, they're not in the video that you sent me, though.
No, they are not, Steve. Yeah. That is correct. Yeah. This is, those videos are just, it's very popular. It's been used many times on the internet for the third wheel. Anyone who's the third wheel, they just,
me and you and Steve, yeah.
You, me, you, and your friend Steve.
Yeah. I love it.
Yeah, okay. Well, there you go.
Very excited. So, also, Kevin, Tom says lay off the pork.
Lay off the pork? What are you talking about?
I'm guessing that is a gout comment.
No, I mean, I have never, ever had an issue with pork. I'll tell you what the issue is, Tom.
I'm personally addressing him now.
Well, I was not doing my maintenance medicine for gout for like a year and a half.
Yep.
And I had had no issues. And then out of nowhere, I got that flare up, whatever that was, a couple months ago. Maybe it wasn't even that long ago. But anyways, I went into the doctor and they said, you know what? Since you had a flare up, you should probably get back on. Oh, and my numbers were high. My uric, whatever it is, the acid.
Yep.
And I was like, all right. I'll get back on it. She goes, now the only bummer is when you sometimes start this medication again, it can actually at first cause more flare-ups. I was like, well, that seems dumb. And she's like, yeah, it is very dumb.
Next thing you know, you're sending Steve's videos at like 2 a.m.
Yeah. So that was, and I know what, it's, if anything gets me, it's either like, well, turkey I can't touch.
Turkey, pork.
I've never had trouble with pork.
Why are we but discussing I eat, his medical history?
I don't know. Beef. Beef.
Out. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Kylan on the text line.
Yeah.
3D printed their own Uncrustables maker.
Kevin James.
You guys want one? I mean, I feel bad asking, but.
What, he's going to print one for you?
Yeah.
Well, that's cool. How much ink does it take?
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Hey, don't forget, you can text the word cruise to us, and you can get your link sent right to your phone for the Coyote Country Cruise, which is coming up on July 11th. That's a Thursday night on Lake Coeur d'Alene for 3 hours. You can come meet producer Steve and just hang out and dance with him and all the things. And all the things? Mm-hmm, yeah.
Oh, wow.
So that's coming up on Thursday, July the 11th. Just text the word cruise to 509-441-0999. It's just that simple. Looking forward to it. Steve, are you excited about it? Fun. On a scale of 1 to 10, you are at a...
11.
Huh.
Hold on. Someone brought it up to me at the wedding I was DJing. They said, man, I was listening the other day. I got a feeling Steve's going to back out of that cruise. I go, really?
No.
They go, yeah, the more you keep talking about it, the more likely he's just going to be like, yeah, I'm sick.
You know who's not going to back out of it is Sean from Thompson Falls. Hey.
Hey, boy.
How are you, buddy?
Good.
On a scale of 1 to 10, where are you excitement level-wise?
25.
20? What? Oh, 25. Wow. Okay.
He beats me.
Well, usually. Oh, that's great. I'm glad you're excited about it. How was your weekend, Sean?
Good. Not only was it Father's Day yesterday, but it was my dad's birthday.
No way.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, cool.
Well, a little double dipper there,
73rd.
Huh? I'm sorry?
73rd.
73rd.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
I didn't realize your dad was that old.
Oh, he looks young.
Like, yeah.
Mm-hmm. What'd you guys do?
My mom and I stayed home, but we went out to a family friend's house in Trout Creek because it was her birthday, too.
Very nice. Wow.
Lots of birthdays.
Was it hot there or no?
It was only like 58.
Oh.
Yeah, yikes.
Man. Sean, guess what? On Saturday morning at my house, it was snowing.
Jesus. Jesus. We are. I'm down in Florida right now. Have you guys heard what's going on down there?
Is it, well, the flooding?
In North Miami?
Yeah. Didn't look good.
They got 20 inches of rain in a 48-hour period.
Yeah, that's crazy. Man. Pretty much hot everywhere except for here.
Well, then there's the flooding in... Oh, there's like 10 or 12 places that are going to be underwater in the next 100 years.
Yeah, I read the internet too. Hey, tell me what you need to tell me. Did you see a movie over the weekend?
NASCAR.
Just NASCAR. Okay, what do we got?
Ryan Blaney won in Newton, Iowa at Iowa Speedway, the Iowa Corn 350. Percented by American ethanol.
I like the Iowa Corn 350. Kevin, how about that for a name for
Corn
a race?
350.
Yeah, that's great. I mean, what else are they going to call it?
It's what they got in Iowa.
So. I mean, honestly, it's like, come on, what do you got? We got corn. Okay, the Iowa Corn 350. I like it.
Iowa exports.
Mm-hmm.
56 pounds of this over a billion pounds of corn a year.
Okay.
You know how many pounds are in a bushel?
How many pounds in
a bushel?
I gotta give it to Kevin.
Like this because I know, you know, like wheat can be 60 pounds. I believe barley is 36 pounds in a bushel. So I gotta think about what corn is. It's got to be more because I feel like corn's heavier than wheat.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to say 85 pounds a bushel.
Ooh, that seems high.
56 pounds.
56 pounds, Kevin. I can't believe you didn't know that.
Less than wheat.
Mm.
Yes, 56 pounds of corn in a bushel, which is, I think, over 300 ears.
Okay.
300 years.
Well, that's a great.
These are great stats.
Unbelievable. How many ears? I'm gonna put. I want to find out, Sean, how close you are. How many ears in a bushel of corn? It says between 48 and 50, which to me would be.
What did you say?
Okay, we'll go with 49. I think.
I would say that's a safe bet.
Okay. All right. Very good. All right, man. Look, we will talk to you on. We won't talk to you on Friday. I'm off. I don't know if Kevin's off. We don't know what we're doing yet, but we'll see. Maybe on Friday. Okay.
Okay.
All right, buddy. You're the best.
Yep.
I'm just looking up the weights of all things in a bushel now.
Yeah, yeah.
It's got the old farm boy in me very excited. What do you?
Although it does say this, 112 ears of corn that are 8 inches long equal one bushel, which is 56 pounds. But apparently
Sean got his stats.
A lot of ears of corn can be longer than 8 inches, and I'm like, what?
Yeah, that does really vary, doesn't it?
Doesn't it, though?
Just for fun, bushel of wheat, let's make sure I'm still right. Yeah, 60 pounds, that has not changed. Mm. Oh, no. I clicked on the wrong button.
Internet's so hard.
I want a bushel of peaches.
Steve, are you pretty big on the weight of bushels?
Oh, baby.
Wait, I don't. How much do you think a bushel of peaches is?
What, this is the stupidest. Wait, are we talking cost or weight?
Weight, man.
Bushel of peaches are heavy. They are 87 pounds.
CJ, I would have thought the same thing. It's 48 to 52
pounds. Oh, but you know what?
Pounds.
Because they're bigger, you can't get as many in a bushel.
Yeah, so that's
what
it
happens.
Is.
That's the deal,
This is where I was miscalculating.
Right, I got you.
Mm. Let's look at... I'm going to say, what's the heaviest bushel? I'm very fascinated by this.
Well, that's one of us.
And I'm sure the people listening, are in love with this topic.
Cannot get enough
they
of
probably
it.
Already know the answer.
Most likely.
What if it's...
Changing the next song.
AI is generating.
Stupid. Guys, AI with Google now.
Wheat, 60 pounds.
That's the heaviest bushel.
Soybeans, 60 pounds.
That would have been
my guess. 60 pounds.
Yep, because they're
cow
all similar.
Peas, 60.
Oh, nothing like a cow pea.
Corn, 56. Oh, hold on. We got a winner. We've got a winner. The heaviest bushel goes to salt. At 70 pounds.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
I don't know if I could be amazing today.
Kevin James.
I'm too exhausted from being amazing yesterday.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Hey, don't forget you can download the app and take us with you for free, especially if you happen to be going out of town or going somewhere. You know, you could be like Sean in Thompson Falls. You know, he can't listen to the radio. He just listens on the app.
Yep.
Very, very simple. It's free. It's super easy. Just take us with you. And, of course, you can do it on your smart speaker as well and all the rest of those ways to listen. Let's check the text line, guys.
To the text line.
This is the kind of impression Steve has made on people everywhere.
Whoa.
No, for real. James said, hey, I think it's time for Steve to make the jingle, which is funny because...
Yes.
It took Slim 6 years to get in the jingle.
It did.
6 years.
And I think maybe that's part of it. Like, people don't remember those 6 years.
Right, maybe not.
And so they're just like, well, Slim was in a jingle. Steve's deserted. And with this new song, I feel like we can just slip that in to the jingle, can't we?
Jay and Kevin and...
Steve.
Yeah.
To the text line! I do like it if we add in the... And your friend, Steve.
Mm-hmm.
Because he is everyone's friend. He's radio's friend.
I don't know what that means.
I think it's a compliment.
When people listen to you, you are a friend to everyone.
You are a friend indeed.
Toy Story?
I'm a friend indeed.
Yeah.
Oh, what's his name? Randy?
Randy Newman.
Randy Newman.
Man, let's go. Can't be stumped today. Let's go.
Not on my watch.
No, heavens no. You know what it was? It was that radish. Kevin, what did you think of that video Steve sent you about eating the radish? How about that? Ain't that something?
Let me tell you what I thought of it. He sends me a video of him eating a radish, knowing full well that I wish I was there eating radishes with him, and I can't be. And I was like, oh, I got Steve. And then I said, and he only put it in his mouth. And I go, then why don't you send me the video of you spitting it out, you little baby?
I actually thought he'd spit it out too, but he didn't.
He didn't.
No,
what
he
did you
ate
think
it.
Of it, Steve?
Yeah, it was a little spicy.
Yeah. I walk out this morning and I meet him in the parking lot because he's on his way to your house to present you some presents. And I'm carrying the vegetable tray and I'm stopping. We're talking. I'm trying to text and blah. And Steve goes, oh, what do you got there? I said, oh, veggie tray. I said, but you won't eat any of them. I said, especially a radish because it's spicy. And he goes, spicy? Radishes are spicy? And then he gets
you didn't
in
know that.
And he eats one and he's like, ooh, that's kind of spicy.
Well, I haven't had a radish in a while because I don't really like them.
Sure, yeah. Did that change your mind after having the one today?
Oh, no.
Okay. All right. Good to know.
Oh, no.
Oh, heavens no.
Oh, heavens no.
Heavens no.
I mean, I can understand the appeal, but...
Can you now?
Yeah. It's kind of like The Notebook. I get why people like it, but not for me.
But you're not one of them.
Yeah.
So a radish, just so everybody's clear, is like The Notebook.
Yeah. Just so we're clear.
Okay. Thank you for clearing it up.
It's a lot like The Notebook.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
For some people who enjoy it, just not for him.
Yeah, but I can understand why you like it.
Absolutely.
That's
There's
what I'm
some
saying.
Appeal there. Yeah, of yeah. course. Yeah, duh. I got this thing because, you know, this is my wife's last day of school, and I think everybody else in the world is out of school. I believe the Central Valley is the last one standing, Kevin.
Is that right? Okay.
I feel like that's right.
I will believe that. It is the middle of June.
It is June 17th. Maybe, just maybe, would be a good time to, you know, like, I don't know, get out of school.
Us teachers, yeah, we rock. We're heroes. Give props. This song is all about. Thank God school is almost out. No more test scores. No more lunchroom duty. Or parents or conferences. This place can kiss my booty. I'm not.
No way.
Not dealing with the car rider line. I'm not.
No way.
Not buying my own school supplies. I'm not.
No way.
Testing snotty nose children. I'm not.
No way.
Lifting a finger all summer. Break it down. School year's over. Hallelujah. School year's over. Hallelujah. School year's over. Hallelujah. Starting today, I'm off the clock. Gonna drink for 3 months.
Okay. All right. You get the point.
Yeah. There's a lot of jumping going on in here.
So congratulations.
Yeah, it's exciting.
Yeah. Yeah, well, heck yeah,
great
man.
For the teachers, great for the kids.
Mediocre for the parents, Kevin?
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of where it stops.
To the text line.
Yeah.
I had a couple friends that both of their parents were teachers.
Yeah.
And their summers were just like...
Oh, they're different, huh?
Absolute heaven.
Yeah.
It was just like, oh, yeah... We're just going to be at the lake every day or doing this or doing that. And it was like, yeah, that is quite the setup.
Yeah, I mean, when we first, my wife and I first started going out, she's like, you should be a teacher. And I was like, that's a great idea. She goes, we'd have summers off together. I'm like, that is a great idea. And then I was like, oh, man, I'd have to go to school and stuff. That's not such a great idea.
What do you think you would have been a teacher for? Gym?
PE. Yeah, PE would have been great.
And
are
a
you
coach?
Kidding? Yeah, let's go.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that would have been it.
Coach J.
That
would
have been awesome. Yeah. This one says, I got a flat tire over Father's Day weekend. I didn't have a spare. Needless to say, I felt like a pretty bad dad.
Yeah.
All the things you tell your kids.
Yep.
Hey, make sure you do this and this and this, you know, because, and then you're a dad and you get a flat and you don't have a spare. That's a bummer.
Yeah, where was their dad?
Probably that the dad here of this person?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, there's a possibility that maybe they're no longer with us, Steve.
Oh, no.
Thanks for raining on the parade, though.
Okay.
Way to be a downer.
Sorry.
Thanks, Steve.
Well, he's radio's friend. He's Steve.
Well, the good news is Kevin isn't here to have radishes, so, you know. I'm full of sunshine.
He's radio's friend.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Just not too great on when not to bring up stuff.
Steve. Steve.